From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. There is yet another twist in the case of the three Duke University lacrosse players accused of sexually assaulting a woman who was hired to perform as a stripper at a team party last March. The case opened deep racial wounds in Durham, North Carolina. The players are white. The accuser is black. But now, Mike Nifong, the district attorney, is asking to be dropped from the case and replaced with a special prosecutor. Last month, the North Carolina State Bar charged Nifong with violating professional conduct rules for making inflammatory comments about the accused players. Those charges could lead to Nifong's disbarment. NPR's Adam Hochberg has been following the case, and he joins us now. Adam, the strength of Mr. Nifong's case has been repeatedly challenged, and now he wants off the case. Where does that leave us now?
It's not really clear at this point where it leaves us now. The request for a special prosecutor will go to the state attorney general, and then he can decide how to proceed. This is somewhat uncharted territory in North Carolina. There are not a lot of special prosecutors appointed here, so we don't know who that person might be. It could be somebody from the attorney general's staff, or it could be one of Mike Nifong's assistants, or it could be somebody from elsewhere in the state. The attorney general, Roy Cooper, has tried to stay out of this case up until now. He's elected independently. He has no direct control over what district attorneys do, and he's not the kind of guy who really likes to wade into controversies, but he's been thrust into this one.
Well, if Mr. Nifong is no longer on the case, does that make it less likely that the case will actually come to trial?
That's another question where we're going to have to wait and see. It certainly means that the case will come under the scrutiny of a new pair of eyes. The most serious charges in the case have already been dropped, the rape charges against the three players. What remains are sexual assault charges and kidnapping charges. Some of the district attorney's critics have accused him of being stubborn in continuing the case, even as some of the inconsistencies have come out in the alleged victim's story. On the other hand, people who are more sympathetic to the victim have said that all the ethical questions about Nifong have obscured what they see as the bigger issue here, and that's determining the facts of what happened the night of the party.
Well, in light of that rare rebuke from the state bar, what happens to Mike Nifong now?
Well, he has a hearing before a state bar discipline committee in the spring. They could punish him. They could disbar him. Otherwise, he still has several years left on his term as district attorney. He was just reelected in November, just sworn in last week. So he would continue as district attorney, but not be on this case.
NPR's Adam Hochberg. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.